Reconciliation through giving up. She irritated me, and I didn't know why. Oh, I'd heard some things about her, both good and bad. Actually, the good that I'd heard outweighed the bad, especially when I considered the source. But still, I had an uneasy feeling every time I saw her. She sensed it too. Once, while I thought I was unnoticed, I was staring at her, sizing her up, trying to figure out what was bothering me. She turned around and said, somewhat rudely, I thought, "What are you staring at?" By the way, nothing we do goes unnoticed. The fact that she bothered me was a bother to me. She'd never done anything to me. In fact, I hardly knew her. So what, I asked myself, was this about? Instead of taking the time to answer that question, I made a different decision. I let go. Here's how I did it. I said, "God, I'm uncomfortable with how I feel about her, but I can't do anything about it. Will you please fix this?" About 2 weeks after that prayer, I walked into the ladies' restroom. She was standing there alone, crying. When I saw her, I did what I would do for any person I saw standing, crying, alone. I walked up to her and asked, "Could you use a hug?" Through her tears, she nodded yes. Right there in front of the empty wash basins, I embraced her for a few moments. Then I stood back and took each of her hands in mine. I said, "I probably can't fix what's wrong, but if you want to talk, I'm a good listener." She told me what her fears were. I didn't have any solutions or advice. I simply said, "I understand how you feel, and I believe this scary time will pass." From that day to this, my feelings for that person have completely changed. Today, I'm happy each time I see her. She seems to be glad to see me as well. Everything has changed, and all I did was give up and ask God to do for me what I couldn't do.